Okay, and we're recording.
All right.
Let's make sure that the butt is working. Because the butt likes to fuck me up.
Huh? Okay. All right.
All right.
You ready? I'll do an intro?
Yeah, yeah, go
Since
for
I
it.
Since I got my balls busted for the intro on Tuesday.
No, you did fine. Kevin. Well, Kevin's a dick. Retard with his questions.
Hey,
sorry. David Starr doesn't like the R word, by the
no,
way.
No, he doesn't. You can't say retard around David Starr.
That's retarded. Sorry. All right, let's get an intro going.
AEW's TV deal, the Raw reunion, MLW.
What?
And much more next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant.em Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
What's up, fuckers?
The one that go meet to meet.
God damn.
Oh, didn't see you there. You are listening to Shining Wizards Podcast, baby. Stay rocked up. I'm Thunder Frog, baby. Yeah.
Thank you, Thunder Frog.
Holy shit. Wow. 436 episodes. You'd think I'd get that right.
Well, I think that's the first time you've ever missed it.
Well, I got excited because we added our code name. You know, we're not the two-man group.
The one that go meet to meet.
You're listening to the Meet to Meet podcast presented by the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Holy shit, Thursday's fucking me up. Tony.
Matt. And This is bonus. This is all bonus episode.
This is a bonus.
Because we had the wonderful David Starr in studio Tuesday night. And if you haven't checked that out, go over to ShiningWizards.com. Check out the We the Independent episode.
Yeah,
I just sound like a sped when I said that?
Yeah, you kind of did. Like, you got nasally for a second.
Oh, my goodness
you
gracious.
You feel all right?
You know what? I was not feeling all right Tuesday.
Wait, you were sick?
I wasn't sick. I think it was my allergies.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Bro, I had a headache all night. Like, I was listening back to the David Starr episode.
And it gave you a headache.
No, I didn't remember, like, a lot of, like, the conversation because I was in, like, so much anguish.
Why? Because of the questions Kevin was asking?
No.
He ain't listened to this ever anyway.
No, that's fine. No, because I had such a headache. I was in, like, severe pain.
And yet you still came out for
it. It was bad. I had to. David Starr here.
I know.
The fucking...
The man.
Jewish canon, your favorite wrestler's wrestler, favorite wrestler. 16. 16 nicknames.
Was it 16?
I counted them.
So I was close when I said 412.
Yeah, just off by a few.
Yeah, just a couple.
But we didn't get to talk any like wrestling from the weeks past because it was all about David Starr. Rightfully so. He came all the way over from the UK.
Right.
All right. So and then it's Thursday, so there's much more news and notes to cover in the last like week and a half.
All right, since Kevin's not here, we're going to shit on Kevin for a little bit.
This is okay.
You knew what a wanker was, right?
I did know what a wanker.
You knew what a wank was, right?
Yes.
Okay. You knew what a bin was.
I knew what a knob was.
Okay.
He
lives in his fucking West Orange shelter.
Yes, that's the problem. He's too sheltered. He's not. It's his comfort zone. He likes being comfortable. He's very uncomfortable going outside of the comfort zone. Thus, it is the comfort zone.
It's a very weird comfort zone, isn't it? I don't think of West Orange, New Jersey as the comfort zone, but I could be in the minority. I don't know.
I mean, it's his comfort zone.
True.
So, you know, I understand.
Oh, God, he was such a fanboy, too. Like, so, David, how are you?
I mean, look, he asked a lot of great questions. He took notes, which is good because I was completely out of it.
Can I peel back fourth wall? I know we're shitting on Kevin a lot, but fuck it. It's another one. I just said butt fuck.
after the show, he's like, "Do you know Bazza? Do you?" And he's pulling up Bazza's picture from Facebook. He's like, "Do you know this guy?" And Dave's like, "Never seen him." And I just fucking howled. I could not stop laughing.
In Kevin's defense, David did ask what he looked like.
Did he really?
He did.
But the way he responded to him was like, "Don't know him."
I don't know what to tell you.
You were in the can. You would have been fucking rolling when you if you would have heard that one. I think. Right. I was rolling.
Were you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like rolling, 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 rolling. What?
No. More like rolling through a stop sign.
I went through this this weird listening to like random wrestling music today on the pizza truck. Cause I was doing an event and it was very quiet.
What'd you come across?
First, I started looking for New Japan Pro Wrestling theme songs on Spotify, and there's a couple playlists, but it's all, like, the same songs.
Yeah. Is it just me, or does the Japanese music still sound kind of all the same?
No, I just think might not be available through Spotify.
Okay.
Or someone hasn't... I mean, you got to put in a good amount of work to look up who sings these songs.
No, but you, like, remember, like, when we used to play, like, you know, what was it, Virtual Pro Wrestling 2? A lot of those songs sounded almost exactly the same.
I don't know if they had the rights to the songs, though.
Oh, maybe it was just like...
A Nintendo generic, kind of. Like...
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That's how I learned about Japanese wrestling. Well, at least New Japan, anyway. And then All Japan was all fucking Kawada, Misawa, and all those guys beating the shit out of each other. That was a good time for Japanese wrestling, too, back in the early 90s.
Yeah, it was a great time. It's what a lot of people grew up on. It's very much like what's going on now.
Yeah.
Like, you think of the early 90s, like, WCW's roster was stacked to the roof, but the storylines were fucking shit. Ric Flair left. Jim Herr didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Well, we also got some shitty characters, too. They would just put a mask on anybody and give them a fucking stupid name.
Right. Scott Armstrong was like 10 different people.
Yeah.
And then in the WWF camp, excuse me, it was terrible characters. There was a plumber. There was Freddie Joe Floyd. There was the Pug.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
He was early on in the fucking new generation shit.
New generation Aldo Montoya.
Moe and Mabel.
Yeah. The Techno Team 2000.
Oh, fucking awful.
So, like, I get it, man. It was a lot harder back in the 90s. People were looking for something, some hard hitting, some better action, some better stories. So they turned to All Japan and New Japan. And a lot of people that work now, like the Dickinsons and all those guys from EYFBO, Team Pazuza, like Misawa, Kawada, Stan Hansen, Vader, like those guys were fucking Dr. Death and Gordy. Like those guys were huge over there. And that was like a nice alternative for people. You didn't want to see goofy characters. I mean, I was a kid, so I loved it. Like 94 is like,
you didn't feel like something was wrong. Like you were just like, yeah, Alex Porto. Yay.
The plumber stuff was a little weird.
Oh, do you remember what was it? One of the Summer Slams where there was a shit in the pool and he fucking picked it up and ate it.
Yeah. Like Caddyshack.
Yes. Except not, because it was supposed to be like the Divas bikini contest or some shit, and he literally was eating shit out of the pool.
He's a plumber. That's what you do.
Yeah, the plumbers eat shit. There you go.
Look,
learn Vince, something new every day on the Shining
Vince
Wizards.
Loves shit and fart jokes. So.
Ha-ha!
He's, they had their conference call today.
And I heard he gave zero fucks. And they all bailed on a lot of shares of stock, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. There was a big to-do yesterday that, like, Kevin Dunn, Stephanie, Shane, Vince, Triple H, like, they all unloaded, like tens of thousands of shares.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because they must have known something was up.
Interesting. He said they talked that it's going to go... That they're going to stay PG, but get a little edgier, but not go to the Attitude area because they're not going to stoop... That low that crap, I think he said.
He said he made a snide remark about other promotions. That's what it was.
Let's see if I have it here in my notes. Really
I'm
fast.
Sure you do, pal. I'm sure you do.
Thanks, pal.
But apparently, yeah, they said over the last quarter they made $15 million less. They didn't lose money. They just didn't make as much. But $15 million is like probably a drop in the bucket compared to how much they make during a quarter. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
I would imagine so.
They've got to be making a hell of a lot more than that for that. Look, $15 million is $15 million. It's nothing to shake a stick at. But when you're talking about a multi-billion-dollar company, $15 million is kind of like, eh. $15 million might be enough to give them all health insurance, David Starr.
You would hope so. I mean, some of these numbers are pretty fucking crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you find the quote?
No, I didn't find the quote.
Oh, you want a filibuster? Maybe I can find it real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, if you
want. I don't know.
I saw it today. Hold on. I think I have it on Twitter.
Maybe that's where it was.
Somebody sent it to us, and I was like.
Oh, can I give you a quick DDP yoga story while you're looking for that? So, you know, I've been back on it like hardcore. I've been doing it like 5-6, if I can, 7 days a week now. And you remember Garrett, his media guy, the guy that hooked us up with DDP when we had him on the show?
Yes.
Garrett's really cool. So Garrett doesn't do a lot of the exercise videos on the app, but like he just did another one. And when he was going down to like get in a position for something, he was just like, and he fucking covered his mouth. And I'm cracking up and you just hear laughing in the background. He's like, excuse me. Just kept going back to what he was doing. I don't know.
Vince McMahon said WWE is more sophisticated than in the Attitude Era.
No, there was something else he said. Let me see. You can read more on it. It was definitely a dig at other wrestling promotions. Definitely.
I didn't see that.
Let me see. George Barrios. The Q&A starts. Barrios. George Barrios.
You look for that. We're on the rant, rantiumradio.com. If you're listening, chat us up on Twitter at Wizards Podcast, facebook.com/.
It's not Wizards the entire podcast. Quote, but on AEW, Vince says competition is good for everyone, but hopes that, quote, their perceived competition doesn't continue with the blood and guts, and can't imagine TNT would want that. So there you go.
I gotta know, where is he seeing the blood and the guts?
Somebody told him that Cody Rhodes got busted open from a chair shot. That's okay. The blood and guts.
Right, and then Dustin and Cody had that match.
And probably Joey Janela getting fucking slammed feet first into thumbtacks. And this is what this. Hey, what's going on with that AWE over there? And somebody told him, "Oh, some guy stepped barefoot into thumbtacks, and Cody got his head busted open." That's what that's about.
You have to. Here's my problem. Vince McMahon is like 70 something years old.
And he looks like dog shit.
He's senile. He's surrounded by a bunch of yes men.
Allegedly.
And nobody has the balls to tell him that what he's doing isn't good.
Yeah, but that's the way it's always been.
But I don't understand, like, why doesn't somebody just say, it's so, we talk about it all the time, it's so hard to understand how NXT is under the WWE banner.
Because he has nothing to do with it, that's why.
I would think someone would be like, look at the success of NXT versus...
This is how you know he doesn't care. You finally give the Street Profits a chance at the championship, and they win the NXT tag titles, right? What happens right away? Vince is like, I like those two guys. Let's bring them up. And that's what he does. Like, he doesn't give a shit about what's going on. He did it all the time with Ohio Valley. Remember the time fucking they brought up Damaja, Doug Basham? Was it Doug or Dave Basham? It was one of them.
That's beyond my...
I'm quoting Jim Cornette sort of here, and he's like, we just put the championship on him. The guy's got flowing hair. He's a great-looking guy. He's a great wrestler. And they fucking tell him to shave his head, and he shows up on WWE TV with a shaved head because they wanted him on Raw. And he goes, this was the thank you, fuck you, bye message that he left for Laurinaitis. He's like, next time you're going to shave my fucking champion's head, could you at least give me some notice so I could put him in a fucking shaved head in a loser loses his hair match and make some fucking money off of it? He's like, now I got a champion, not with a fucking bald head. How do I explain that? It's fucking stupid. They don't care. Bring up this guy, and that's it. It's all him. Who gives a shit about anything else that's happening with him? That's why you get rid of the titles from the fucking War Raiders, and then you put them on the Street Profits, and now you got the Street Profits on Raw. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
And they're not doing anything on Raw.
Yep, exactly.
So we didn't really talk about the Raw reunion.
Okay, is there anything really to talk about?
Here's my problem.
I want to hear it.
Okay? It's nostalgia and it's a ratings pull. That's the only reason they do it. They didn't further any storylines. Fucking SummerSlam is two Monday Night Raws and two SmackDowns away.
Oh God, more picks.
You'll be away for those. So you're gonna have to send those in. You're gonna have to send NXT picks in. We have to decide if we're gonna pick the Ring of Honor show. Oh. You got a lot of decisions to make. Oh. But it's just nostalgic circle jerk bullshit that does nothing to improve the product. It just makes it it reminds people what they enjoyed 20 years ago. It's like someone took that stupid fucking app that makes you look older and just put it over Monday Night Raw.
Bah!
Right? Because it was fucking chock full of all these people, and I get it. It's just not what I want. I as a fan, had zero interest in seeing that.
So John Cena comes back. He cuts two lines on the Usos, which actually turned out to be prophetic because Jimmy Uso got arrested again yesterday.
Unbelievable.
But then Rikishi comes out, wants him to dance. Then the fucking Revival come out with Devon Dudley. Cena fucking takes a powder, and we've got like a tag team match with the tag champs who lost again with Rikishi and Devon Dudley at ringside. They did nothing for anything. Nothing. Sami Zayn shit cans. Who was he wrestling? He shit cans and he tries to leave the match, and they send down a wall of Sergeant Slaughter, Rob Van Dam, who fucking appears because I guess he don't give a shit about Impact anyway. And who the fuck else was in the group?
Shane Helms. And Kurt Angle.
These four guys have nothing to do with each other, and they walk down the aisle to get Sami Zayn back in the ring.
To lose to Rey Mysterio.
What was the point?
So Sami Zayn put out some tweet blasting.
There were two great ways that they use nostalgia. One, the 24/7 title. You have something goofy, something that people can get into, something that's harmless. They got Medusa involved. They got DiBiase involved with a little nod to buying the championship. They even brought out the garbage can for Medusa to throw the belt away. That fucking Patterson and Briscoe each won the title. Kelly won the title.
Ugh.
No, but all right. But you get what I'm saying. It was all like meaningless entertainment, which is what that title's all about. So that I had no problems with. The other thing I had no problems with, Mick Foley putting over Bray Wyatt.
That was probably the highlight of Monday Night Raw.
But that's what the guys from the past are supposed to do. What did DX do? They made made Seth Rollins stand in the corner until they handed him the microphone and said, "Here, you might as well do this."
That was fucking stupid too.
Ridiculous.
You just like people. Here's what I don't understand. Right, the wrestling community, the fans of the WWE, the people that watch every week, like they wanted the club back. They want it. Like, let's cater to the smart mark fans, the indie darlings, the people that love the Bullet Club. Right, they love the Bullet Club and they watch the WWE. Let's put the club back together, and maybe this will be good for us. Right, good or bad, people love that idea of the Bullet Club getting back together. Somewhere along the lines of nostalgic too, but these guys can still go. And AJ Styles.
Well, that's the thing. They're on the active roster.
And AJ Styles may be one of the best wrestlers in the world. You put them together, people go apeshit crazy for it. It's great. Why, DX needs the rub against. Like, yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah, but. And not only that, like, you would want to make. Like, Gallows and Anderson, for as great as they were in Japan, they've done shit in WWE. AJ Styles has been phenomenal. If you're going to put Gallows and Anderson together, give them a repackage, give them a restart, and let them start mowing through some competition. Let them lay waste to the fucking to the New Day. Let them take out the Usos. Let them run over the Revival. Give them something where putting them with AJ Styles doesn't just make them lackeys, but puts them damn near the same level as AJ. AJ's the talented guy. He could do all the fucking technical and aerial shit. And Gallows and Anderson just go in there and fucking beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
But no, you fucking have them losing a fucking chicken shit healing out to fucking Scott Hall and DX and the Click and whoever else was out.
Awful.
There.
Awful. You put your world champion in a match, your former world champion, against AJ Styles. I get it. There's outside interference. But why not insta-feud? Why not pick a tag team that's not doing anything and send them down to the ring to help fucking Seth Rollins?
That's what they did with the Usos to get them over. Remember they kept putting them with Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
And that made sense.
And it worked.
I don't get it.
It's just... And people, I like seeing DX. DX is on every fucking special. They're in Saudi Arabia. None of them are retired.
No.
All right? They all fucking wrestle outside of Scott Hall. Fuck, Billy Gunn wasn't there. And then you start with that shit like, oh, AEW, they won't let fucking Billy Gunn go anywhere. Ring of Honor won't let Bully Ray do anything. Really? But Impact let RVD go. What if they just... Bully Ray didn't want to go.
Yeah. Bully Ray's got enough shit going on. He's doing the fucking the busted open. He's working with Ring of Honor. He's starting fights over his girlfriend getting heckled. I mean, right? He's got a lot on his plate.
He's a busy man. And who gives a shit if fucking Billy Gunn doesn't show up?
Yeah.
Like
Billy Gunn was at the Hall of Fame. I don't know what they're fucking complaining
about.
Right,
and he got his fucking balls busted for being an AEW.
And Jim
Triple
Ross,
H.
And Jim Ross got invited. He didn't want to do it. He said it. I was invited. I didn't want to do it.
And Impact let RVD go. Great. And Impact was, like, smart about it. They were, like, they tweeted out, like, oh, at RVD making an impact at the Raw reunion.
Yeah.
It don't hurt.
No, it doesn't at all.
It's probably the most TV time he's going to see because no one has fucking Pursuit.
But on top of all that, like, you figure, like, even with Evolve, even with all the promotions they work with in the UK, they got no problem with these guys coming on. Everybody knows who they work for. Get a rub out of it like Impact just did.
It was just like...
And it's right. Didn't they just re-up with Pursuit?
I think they just re-upped with Twitch.
With Twitch. That was it.
And there's still like those rumblings about something with Access TV.
It'd be nice.
It would, but you could... Oh, I got 3 months free of the Impact app because I ordered
I remember you were telling us. So what does that get you? Like anything
I can
extra?
Watch all all the pay-per-views, all the old stuff.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I have to cash it in.
Ooh, like Money in the Bank.
It's just sitting in my email. I just haven't had time to do it because I've been playing. So Raw was – I hated Raw.
Well,
okay?
Can I talk about the ending real quick too?
Yes.
Everybody in that ring to watch Steve Austin pretty much do what Vince McMahon wants to do. Thank the people that actually continue to show up for this dog shit. It was pretty much Vince's speech that Austin gave. Thank you guys for coming out, busting ass. We're all going to have some beers, and thank you all, because without you guys, we're nothing, and blah, blah. That's all he fucking did. What did Hogan really do? What did Flair really do? I'm watching these guys. What was their involvement on the show?
I have zero idea.
Did Hogan and Flair even have any interaction?
I think they did.
Because I know I remember Hogan was in the back with Jimmy Hart.
He did something with Jimmy Hart. Flair was at, you know, they do the thing where they go backstage and it was like a party.
Yeah.
Flair was at a party.
Did he have his fucking apple, baby his arm grabbing an apple hanging out?
He might as well.
Oh, and here's the other thing. All these old timers in the ring. What the fuck is Alicia Fox doing in the ring with them? Is she retired now?
I don't know.
Why was she there with all the fucking legends? Is she like the mommy? Like, all right, come on, everyone, follow me. Like,
maybe she just wandered out there.
But she was like the only like new person that was out there with all the old codgers, right?
Yeah, maybe that was her way of telling us that she's done wrestling. I have no idea.
I don't get it. I just don't understand what that whole deal was about.
We're gonna get another fucking Samoa Joe Roman Reigns feud.
Great.
Right, because that's the way it looks like they're going with that.
I don't understand.
Seth Rollins like doing the Miz TV was garbage. Him crying about Brock Lesnar cashing in the title was stupid.
Yeah, but
because Paul Heyman came out and was like, just so you know, you did it to Brock 4 years ago. He was like, well, that was 4 years ago. It doesn't fucking matter. That's the whole point of the Money in the Bank. Don't cry and bitch about it.
Why is Becky Lynch in a feud with Natty Neidhart now?
Who fucking knows?
All due respect to Natty, but. She's not a fucking championship woman anymore. She's just not. She's like the jobber to the stars, to use an old phrase. Like, she beats everybody that's below her, but when it comes to like stepping up for a challenge, she always falls short.
They always know it's coming. They always give her these matches too with these like Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
For why?
And so Lacey Evans is done? That was a fucking failed experiment to begin with.
I don't know. Was it
Baron Corbin even on Raw?
Baron Corbin, I did not see him on Raw.
Well, there you go.
No one was on Raw, man.
Seth Rollins was. They put him in the corner.
It did not further any storylines. It did nothing. Like, the build-up to SummerSlam, it's 2 weeks away. It's supposed to be, like, the biggest show of the summer, the biggest party of the summer. Like, they're just giving us, like, recycled shit. Like, we're going to pick up this Bray Wyatt-Finn Balor feud now?
Great. Actually... I'll wait and see on that one.
We never got the payoff with the Sister Abigail demon thing because...
Maybe it's coming.
Because one of them got hurt.
Maybe it's coming. I don't know.
Like, and then on the flip side, on like SmackDown, like Kofi, Randy Orton, I'm sure is going to be great. But it just like, since Kofi's won the title, nothing is like...
because it's tough. Kofi was in the same spot that Becky Lynch was in. It's like, if you're not building people to challenge them after they win, then why put the title on them to begin with? There's no forward looking. Lacey Evans was dog shit, but at least they were building her up a little bit. But now it's just like insta feud with Natty. And Kofi won the title. And then it's just like, who's really challenged him up to now? What was it, Samoa Joe?
Kofi beat Dolph. He beat Kevin Owens.
But Dolph came out of nowhere. And well, now Kevin Owens, they flopped him. He's going to be like the new Stone Cold.
Ugh.
I don't.
I'm just not.
There's nobody being. I mean, they built up Owens a little bit with the whole, like, hey, I like you guys. You guys are my friends. You know what I'm saying? At least they tried. But everything else is just like, now there's nobody. And where's Asuka? She's in the Bukkake Warriors trying to take on the fucking girls from Australia.
I think they beat them 2 weeks ago. They're still the tag champions, right?
In an on-title match.
The Iconics?
Yes.
And so if you listen to last week's show on Monday, we argued about Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Right? Getting beat in 17 seconds
by
Kevin Owens, right? Mm-hmm. Him coming out to interrupt Miz TV with Shawn Michaels proves my fucking point.
They don't give a shit about Dolph.
Nothing. Yeah. The fact that he just got beaten 17 seconds by Kevin Owens, and you know if you listen to this podcast, I fucking hate Shawn Michaels with a passion. I can't fucking stand him. The fact that we're going to entertain the idea of Dolph Ziggler interrupting Shawn Michaels does nothing for me.
They need somebody.
Because Dolph Ziggler, you want to know why, Tony?
Because he's a fucking loser.
Exactly. Dolph Ziggler's a fucking loser. Look, that's like a fucking dream match.
It would have been if Ziggler had any cachet behind him.
Right? It's a dream match. But instead, you're going to get him interrupting, him to sick all the legends, and then he eats a super kick.
What was Dolph Ziggler's biggest moment? It had to have been when he cashed in Money in the Bank, right?
I would think so.
But that's it. The guy with everybody's been saying it for a decade and a half now. All the talent in the world. And his shining moment was one night in East Rutherford cashing in Money in the Bank.
Yeah. And then there's rumors that, like, because he dropped Goldberg's name, like, we might see Goldberg Ziggler at SummerSlam. The SummerSlam rumors are fucking getting out of control already. I don't know if you've heard any of these.
No, please enlighten me.
Charlotte Trish Stratus.
Oh, God.
With all due respect to Trish Stratus, you're not even in the same fucking hemisphere as Charlotte Flair.
Maybe 10 years ago she'd be able to hang.
But it's not 10 years ago.
Uh-huh. And why would you put that on one of the biggest shows of the year? It doesn't make sense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
And I'm sure if Kevin was here, he would argue like, oh, it's a dream match. People want to see that. Like, I don't. I'm tired.
I don't want to see. You know what? Put it on Women's Evolution. Give them another
stop
show.
Like, look, Bayley Ember Moon is cool.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I shouldn't like it, but I do.
It's different. I don't feel. It's not Bayley Charlotte. It's not Bayley Sasha. It's not Bayley Becky.
Speaking of Bayley, there was some nonsense that I think you brought up where Bayley was crying about something recently.
No, she wasn't. So she was doing a TV interview.
Oh, like a Good Day New York? Or,
yeah, and the host made a comment that she was like tired or something, and Becky was like, "Well, yeah, I had to drive like 5 hours after wrestling last night," and the like host of the show was like appalled.
Yeah, you know why? Because Becky, yeah, no,
Bayley.
Bayley, sorry, thank you. Bayley's on your TV twice a week. She's on one of the most popular shows on TV twice a week. She's a world champion every day of the week.
Right, but
the perception is Bayley's a world champion. Bayley's going to have limousines picking her up and the Lear jets getting her to and from wherever she needs to go. She's got her meals paid for. She gets her hair did. She gets her nails did. She gets her tights all made up special just for her because they have a seamstress and all this and that. They see world champion and they see the glitz and the glamour and they think like she's got it made. Nobody gets it that's not the case.
No, they don't understand.
There's very few people in the business that get that treatment.
Brock Lesnar and John Cena.
Yeah.
And only because Brock Lesnar brought his own jet and I'm sure John Cena.
I'm sure
has
Roman Reigns gets some good treatment.
You think?
I'm sure Seth Rollins gets to ride the jet once in a while. But, yeah, I mean, sorry. I don't even think Charlotte Flair gets any kind of special treatment. It's the way it is.
The WWE is just not, it's not working for me. Look, I'll talk to anyone on Twitter, on Facebook. If you're enjoying it, more power to you.
Yeah.
It's just not, like, Shane McMahon, get off my fucking TV.
Which I'd rather see doing something interesting with by making it a storyline.
Well, now it's like it's Kevin Owens against him, and I think if Kevin Owens can't win at SummerSlam, Kevin Owens has to retire.
Oh, really?
One of those goofy bullshit.
There doesn't need to be stipulations for every fucking Shane McMahon match. There just doesn't need to be. And then what, Claymore's going to fucking kick him and he's going to lose?
Let's see, we got
It's just ridiculous. Can we make picks tonight?
The match has a stipulation where Owens will quit WWE if he loses.
Good, maybe he'll go to NXT.
Oh. Oh. Interesting. Oh, yeah. Not really my cup of tea, but whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know. The WWE is just not, it's not working for me. Like SummerSlam, I get excited for SummerSlam. Like the last couple of years, it's just like, whatever.
I'm not excited for SummerSlam. It's like, just more
Brock
that we have.
Brock,
to
Seth Rollins again.
Oh, really?
Again? Enough. Just let him be the fucking champion forever. Or just take the fucking belt off of them.
When they created the Universal Championship, do you think they ever had it in the back of their head that this is just going to be a belt that Brock Lesnar is going to monkey around with for a couple of years?
Maybe.
I don't know. They built everything to a great place where they had Finn and Seth Rollins, two guys that were, you know, pretty much on equal footing at the time. And then fucking
Finn
gets hurt, has to vacate. And then what happens after
Kevin
that?
Kevin Owens won.
Yeah, and then Kevin Owens gets destroyed by Goldberg.
Goldberg, and then the Brock.
And that wasn't that long of a stretch, was it? That was all less than a year.
Goldberg beat Owens. That was SummerSlam, where Finn won. Goldberg beat Owens at the whatever the February pay-per-view was.
Fastlane?
Maybe Fastlane, whatever the fucking February. Elimination Chamber.
Oh, maybe that was it.
That was the match. Because didn't Goldberg eliminate Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble? Or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Were building because Goldberg had his number. He beat Brock in like a minute at Survivor Series. Like, it's just, I don't know, man.
I like that feud though. I like the whole Goldberg Lesnar thing.
Sure,
I'm
just
it right.
What the WWE is doing now, nothing catches my interest. It's not the storylines are fucking boring. They're flat. The program on Monday Night Raw. It's a 3-hour show. Okay. As a viewer, I don't need to see like the recaps fucking drive me nuts.
Yeah, they're constantly recapping nonsense.
The start of hour two with the recap from hour one.
It's like watch hour one.
What the fuck?
Watch hour one. Just watch it.
Like I got a news flash for you.
For me.
People are either watching Monday Night Raw or they're not.
Yeah.
People don't. I mean, I don't have cable. I stream. I don't flip fucking channels. I'm not looking. You know, I go through the guide and I watch what I want to watch.
Yeah, but aren't most people DVRing this shit anyway if they're not watching it live?
They might be. I know that whatever they did Monday night worked because they got the best rating they've had in like a year and a half.
Yeah, because Steve Austin was on the show.
Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, DX. Everyone's excited to see these guys. Guess what? If you pay $9.99 a month, you can relive all their great moments.
Yeah.
And you don't have to see them all broken down and busted up.
It's still painful to watch Kurt Angle walk.
It's painful to watch a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
I can't. If you are into the WWE, God bless you. Enjoy it. Be a fan. It ain't working for me. I'm not interested. The storylines bore the fuck out of me. The announcing team is atrocious.
Yeah, they're
Jerry
terrible.
Lawler sitting in. I never thought I would say this. Jerry Lawler sitting in on Raw, he instantly became the best commentator.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I meant to hit this one.
Correct. Ding.
And I'm not a big, you know.
Oh, I know.
The Jerry Lawler shtick got old real fast. They fucking suck.
Look at this. Puppies.
Puppies. Oh, look at what she doing.
Look at this. Everything was, look at this.
So I try to be positive, but I just hate the WWE right now.
There you go.
But if you like it, God bless you. More power to you. Enjoy it. It's just not my cup of tea.
Fuck you, WWE.
Exactly. My cup of tea is in New Japan Pro Wrestling,
ooh,
Ring of Honor,
ooh,
MLW,
ooh,
Impact.
Yay.
Those are the stuffs I'm enjoying right
the
now.
Stuffs.
I'll tell you what. Watching this G1 climax,
I need to catch up so bad.
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. What? It's fucking work, bro.
Yeah, no shit. It's a lot of matches.
It's a lot of work. Like last weekend, I think I watched one night Friday, one night Saturday, one night Friday. Then I watched both the Ring of Honor shows. Wow, then I watched MLW. Then I watched Raw. Bro, I was.
It's
fucking
a good,
zapped, man.
It's a good problem to have, but it's a lot. It's a lot. I've been going on my way to watch Kota Ibushi matches because I know that son of a bitch is still going to pull this out. Moxley's going to start losing at some point, right?
I am. So we are recording this on Thursday the 25th. I have not seen the show from the 24th. So I am one day behind on the G1.
Shit, it is the 25th.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm one day behind. So I haven't seen the
That's all right.
Four. So I haven't seen the fourth night of the B block, which would be night 8.
And was that when Ibushi took on Sonata?
No. Ibushi, okay. Sonata was night 7.
Okay, so I just watched that.
Yeah. So I don't have updated standings. I know Okada has 8 points. I know Kenta has 8 points. I know Moxley has 6 points.
But they haven't done Block B yet.
No, well, Block B is the show I haven't watched
yet. That was yesterday.
Yeah, so that had Moxley, Shingo.
Okay.
Naito, Ishii. Jay White, Jeff Cobb.
Fuck Jay White.
Goto, Taichi. And Juice Robinson, Toriyano.
You know what I find watching these shows, too, and following everything? You've got heavyweight contenders. You've got light heavyweight contenders. You've got tag team contenders. And Bad Luck Fale. All in these groups. And it's like, I'm watching Sonata and Ibushi, and it's like, Sonata could fucking go on his own. And that's something that, like, if you watch this type of tournament in WWE, you would have, like, I don't know, that would be like maybe Roman Reigns against, like, Dash Wilder. Where, like, you know Dash Wilder can go, but you know, watching WWE, Roman Reigns is winning this fucking match. There's no way to. I'm watching Sonata and Ibushi was a little cocky, like, this guy doesn't deserve to be here. But, bro, there were quite a few times when you think fucking Sonata is going to pull this one out.
Here's the.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, look.
Like, you feel like you don't know what's going to happen.
That's the beauty of it. Sonata beats Zack Sabre night 1 in Dallas.
Yeah.
Zack Sabre.
Yeah.
Right, but then Evil beats Sonata.
Because they're fucking, because they know what? Each other.
What the fuck?
Because he's evil.
Fucking Lance Archer beating Will Ospreay night 1? Dude, I'm a huge, huge Lance Archer fan.
And you were like, what the fuck?
Tim, this, like, because the only Lance Archer I know, like, if this is the first time you've ever listened to the podcast from, like, 2002 to 2010, I just stopped watching wrestling.
Yeah.
So I didn't know, like, Lance Archer when he was, like, Lance Hoyt. And I didn't know, like, he had, like, a thing in Impact. Like, so when I got back into wrestling and he was in New Japan, he was in the Killer Elite squad with Davey Boy Smith Jr. So I know him as a tag team wrestler. Him singles? Holy shit, man. He's been having unbelievable matches. Him beating Will Ospreay was awesome. Him and Bad Luck Fale had a great big man match. He lost to your fucking boy, fucking Tanahashi! Right?
But Tanahashi's been around. Oh, God. Was Tanahashi, he was in All Japan for a little while, like years ago? I'm asking because I fell down a wormhole yesterday, and I was watching this 45-minute video on YouTube, hosted by a British guy, by the way, David Starr. It was all about Misawa and, like how he came up. All the matches, you know, in the early 90s, forming Pro Wrestling Noah, having all these guys come in. And I'm pretty sure Tanahashi was one of his main challengers when he had the championship back then. That's how fucking great Tanahashi is. That's how long he's been around.
Tanahashi's been around since 1999, but I think he's always been in New Japan.
Really? If he wasn't part of Noah, maybe?
Looking.
I swear, I know I'm not going crazy.
I don't think you're going crazy either. I'm just have to go through his
Tanahashi Misawa.
He was in CMLL. He was in TNA.
Misawa and Ogawa versus Nagata and Tanahashi, January 10, 2004.
Is that New Japan though?
It looks like it's. Was Misawa ever in New Japan? I don't think so. I don't know. Let me see if I can get some information. Yeah, nobody heard that. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Oh, it was the GHC tournament for the tag team. It was the GHC tag team championship. So that was Pro Wrestling Noah.
Okay. Yes.
That was in Noah. It was at the Noah Great Voyage 2004 at the at Budokan. Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Tanahashi teaming up with Yuji Nagata, by the way.
A young Tanahashi.
Yes. Probably a Tanahashi that doesn't have the ponytail. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I'm going to try to zoom in. He's got fucked up hair even back then. My mistake.
If it ain't broken, don't fix it, right?
Oh, there
you
go.
Keep your fucked up hair.
But you know what it is, too? Like, oh, there it is. There's spiky hair right there. That's a better picture of him. But, I mean, the thing is, like, for the most part, and it's not to sound racist, everybody knows the Asian hair is straight and black. So if you're going to go a little blonde, a little highlights, a little bit of a ponytail, makes you stand out, right?
Yeah, it works, right?
Exactly. That's why, like Ibushi, he's got like the fucking the J-pop, K-pop kind of hairdo. You know, a little bit over the eyes, a little bit of the light tint to it.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get you. So you watched, what did you say? You watched Ibushi and...
Sonata.
Sonata. You watch Ibushi Will Ospreay.
Yes.
Fucking banger.
Oh.
Holy shit. Dude, I've never watched the G1 all fucking 20 nights or however many ever fucking nights there are. Never in my life. This year, different, because WWE doesn't really super interest me. I like what they're doing in New Japan, and there hasn't been, I mean, look.
You're feeling the wave, dude. You're like riding the wave of like new shit, different shit.
And these matchups are, sorry, I was on my headphone cord. These matchups are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they really
are. Even like, I'm not the biggest Bad Luck Fale fan. I don't understand why he's in the tournament. I mean, I get it. His average is good. He has good years. Whatever. But even what they're doing with him, like Zack Sabre Jr. beat him by count out. Right? But it makes sense because how's Zack Sabre Jr. going to beat fucking Bad Luck Fale?
True, but, you know, look, you got to mix it up a little bit.
Right? And all these, and like you were saying,
you get 2 points for that win?
Yes.
Like a win's
you
a
get
win?
Two points for a win, one for a draw, nothing for a loss.
It's just so weird that some of these guys have, like, no points.
Oh, you Jay White has no points. Dude, he lost to Yano. Yano is unbelievable.
You know why? Because Jay White sucks.
But I don't like the Yano character, but watching him in the G1, like, I get it.
You think it's all, like, they all stepped up their game?
I don't know. I mean, this field is fucking unbelievable.
It's really incredible.
Dude, Moxley and Ishii?
I still don't understand how Moxley's, like, undefeated at this point. They really strapped the rocket to him coming into fucking New Japan. They put the U.S. title on him immediately. They got this young boy that he beat the shit out of. He's like, I'm going to make him my protege. And now he hasn't lost yet.
He hasn't lost yet. His upcoming opponent, here's who he has left.
He beat Ibushi already, didn't he?
No, he's not in the, he's in B block, so he doesn't face Ibushi unless they get to the finals.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Ibushi's in A.
Ibushi's in A.
So here's who Moxley has left. Shingo, which is the night I'm missing. That was the other night. Then Sunday, it's Naito.
Naito!
Okay. August 1st, it's Toriyano. Okay. August 4th, it's Jay White. August 8th, it's Hirooki Goto. Oof. And the 11th is Juice Robinson.
Yeah,
like, these things are, like, set. Like, Saturday, dude, the main event is Okada Kenta.
That's crazy.
Someone's got to lose.
Someone's got to lose, yes.
And there's only been one other IWGP heavyweight champion to win the G1.
Wait a minute. One other IWGP champion who has won the G1.
I want. I'm pretty sure it's one.
Oof, wow. I'm trying to think. It wasn't Tanahashi.
No, I want to say it was Muda.
Ooh,
I could okay, be so that's very wrong be though. My, so what happens? Was it? It was Muda. Was it? This only tells me the winners. So
it doesn't tell you who.
Doesn't tell me who the IW. I'm sure if I do my homework and look it up. But if you are the IWGP Heavyweight Champion and you win the G1, you get to pick your opponent at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yes. So then if you're the champion and you win, then you get to pretty much pick your challenger.
You pick your challenger. So like him and Will Ospreay, dude, had an Okada Ospreay was fucking off the chain.
Yo, Tanahashi's won this thing 3 times.
Yeah.
He's insane. My man Tanahashi.
Okada won it in 2012. He won it in 2014.
Wow. Nakamura won this thing in 2011.
Yeah, Naito's won it twice.
Masahiro Chono won it 5 times.
Oh, he might have been the...
That's insane.
He might have been the heavyweight champion when he won.
Kensuke Sasaki won it twice.
Yeah, Yuji Nagata won it.
This is crazy.
I mean, it goes
and they
back.
Stretch it all the way back to the World League tournaments in 74?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Inoki just fucking won all of them, huh?
Well, no. Andre won one, and so did Sakaguchi.
So did Hogan. Andre Holster won brother. Two.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Andre Inoki won a shitload of them.
Huh?
Ricky Choshu.
Well, Inoki won a fucking ton of them because it was his promotion. But they was, this was all before.
Oh, here we go.
Was...
Certificated history.
Well, now we're just reading. I mean.
Sorry. Yeah. I wanted to find out who the. It's not here.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure if we spend
I'll
some
figure,
time.
I'll figure it out.
We'd be able to futz through this.
I want to. That's something. They mention it, though, during the show. It's never. That's only happened once. And I think only twice or 3 times the IWGP Heavyweight Champion and the Intercontinental Champion have squared off in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom. So there's like Naito wants to be the first double champion.
Yeah, ain't gonna happen.
Is he the first? He would be the second.
Why? Who had the IC belt and then won?
I
the...
don't know.
Wow, you're really going on a deep dive here.
Yeah,
you're,
I got to. I really
you're
want
swimming in uncharted territory.
The thing is, like, I'm very hard. yes, I'm very hard for New Japan Pro Wrestling. I'm trying not to look at G1 spoilers. So, like, doing notes for today, like, I was avoiding any New Japan news, like, going on the G1 Wikipedia. They have the updated points, so I don't want to know any of that. Like, I've been avoiding spoilers. I've been avoiding social media because I don't want this spoiled. So I still have to watch the fourth night of B Block, and then they bang you for two this weekend with Okada Kenta being the main event. And I'm assuming Naito Moxley the main event. Although Jay White Shingo is going to be fucking unbelievable.
But Naito and Moxley is 2 champions going at it as well.
Yeah, but he's the U.S. champ, and that's like a new title.
That belt is so fucking stupid looking. I hate that belt. I really do. I really hate it. Why? Look, I get WWE, WCW, NWA having a United States champion. Why doesn't Japan just have like the Japan championship? Or like the Asia champ. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're expanding. They're doing more stuff in the United States.
We were there for the only time that the IWGP championship has changed hands outside of Japan.
Was I talking to you about this?
Might have been.
Did I mention it on the show? I've seen a WWF title change hands.
Me too.
I've seen a WCW title change hands.
That I've never seen.
I saw an ECW title change hands.
Did I ever see a title change with ECW?
I don't know.
Wow. Wait, any title or the world title?
The world title.
I don't think I ever have.
And I've seen a Ring of Honor world title change hands.
That I've seen.
And I've seen the IWGP Heavyweight Championship change
hands. That's pretty wild.
So I've never seen an Impact.
I've seen the Tier 1 Championship change
hands. That's not even... You can't even...
I've seen the ECPW Championship change hands.
I can't really say
I've seen the WrestlePro Championship... Well, I've seen the PWS Championship change hands.
Did I? Maybe. That's pretty fucking remarkable, man.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I've never seen the NWA Championship change hands. Oh. That would have been cool. Because they had that, didn't they do that title change at the Meadowlands with Sting and Ric Flair?
Yeah. Or was that WCW already?
I think it was 88.
We no.
90?
I think that was 91 or 90, something like that. Hmm. Well, Phil Rea would know, but he's not here.
No, he's not here.
He was there for that title change.
That's actually fucking awesome.
He was in the middle of a fucking blizzard.
Yes.
And the show went on, and he made his way there.
So I keep putting it out on Twitter, at Wizards Podcast. If you're not watching the G1, you're doing a disservice to yourself.
Yeah, go out of your way.
Put down the fucking $9. It's like $8.99.
Find it somewhere else. Who cares?
Support, check it out. Support New Japan. Well,
support
World,
New
okay?
Japan, but... You know, if, look, if you it's, look, watch it for free. If you like it, buy a T-shirt.
The fucking easiest thing to cancel in the world. All right, I'd fucking do it all the time. Because look, it used to be like I'd order it for Wrestle Kingdom or I'd order it for Dominion, and then I wouldn't watch it. But now, like, they do this. They got the World Tag League coming up. They got the Super J Cup coming back.
Do they offer free months like WWE
no,
does every
no,
month?
They don't fuck around.
See,
with
I was going to say, you could just keep fucking getting new email addresses. And
but now I'm all in, man, so I don't have a problem with it. And they had Liger's last CMLL show is on New Japan World. That was this past weekend.
Was the other wrestling on the show worth talking about?
I didn't watch it.
CMLL
so
is rough.
I can't tell you.
CMLL is rough.
And you're going back to your U.S. Championship thing. They're coming over here in September.
Coming.
September 25th, 26th, 27th, Boston, New York, and Philadelphia.
Well, there you go.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. I'm going to buy as many tickets as I can.
Well, there you go.
Because I'm going. I'm going to the fucking Hammerstein Ballroom. I think it's the same weekend as Legends.
Ooh.
So we can
no,
talk.
No, Legends is usually October.
No, they pushed it back to September that weekend, I think.
Ooh.
So Luger. Liger, he's going to be at the Super J Cup, but he won't be in the tournament, but he will be wrestling in non-tournament action. Already, they have announced a couple participants. Will Ospreay, Dragon Lee, Cataristico.
Okay.
El Fantasmo, my man. Sho and Yo, your boys. So the first round takes place August 22nd in Washington, 6 foot 4, weighed a fucking ton.
Two titties with a rump.
And then the second round takes place in August 24th, and the finals the 25th, all on the East Coast, or West Coast, excuse me, but all in the States. So August 22nd to the 25th, they're going to do the Super J Cup in the States. That's fucking huge for New Japan.
That's crazy.
Then they're going to do World Tag League. They got their show in England.
What about their yo?
And their show. Wow. They got the show in England Labor Day weekend going up against NXT UK and All Out.
Wow.
And they just did Australia. Like, New Japan's, they're fucking making a push, man.
Crikey.
Crikey indeed. I'm fucking digging it.
I know.
Digging it. We didn't pick Ring of Honor last week. They had two shows.
Was either one a pay-per-view?
No. One was called Manhattan Mayhem.
Great. I'm glad we didn't pick it.
Hey.
I need a break, dude. You know how fucking painful it is to pick pay-per-views every week?
How painful?
Really painful. I'm surprised I fucking won out 2 weeks ago at all the three of those shows.
Don't get cocky.
Fucking Kevin.
You and Kevin gonna get cocky. I'm gonna sneak up. Picking.
Coming.
Ring of Honor did show Saturday and Sunday on Honor Club.
Were they great?
Saturday show was, I really enjoyed it. Okay. Sunday's was not as good.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great. Mass Hysteria. Saturday, it was at Hammerstein Ballroom, which apparently they did not do a good job of selling tickets for, which is always not what you want to hear. But we had a title change hands. The Briscoes became 11 times.
Oh, that's right. They won the tag belts.
They beat G.O.D. in a fucking rip-roar, barn-burner banger.
Nice.
Villain Enterprises was an 8-man tag match with Lifeblood and PJ Black, which was really cool. And PJ Black got the pinfall.
On who?
Was
it on Scroll?
PCO?
Oh, okay.
I want to say.
Poor PCO.
But it's cool because the storyline is PJ Black. He's not in Lifeblood, but he wants to be in Lifeblood. But Brody King and PCO both got hurt, so they couldn't wrestle the next night.
Oh, boo.
And then there was a 3-way dance. It was supposed to be Matt Taven against Jay Lethal, but Kenny King inserted himself. Awesome fucking 3-way dance. awesome. I don't care what anyone says about Matt Taven. He's a fucking champ, bro.
Fuck Kenny King.
Right. Fuck Kenny King. Tony said it here first.
I didn't say it first.
There was like a triple main event, Manhattan Mayhem. That show was awesome. I loved the last three matches. The next night in Boston, I don't know. I could have been just burnt out from wrestling. There was a six or eight man tag match at the end of the night. I don't. It just wasn't.
It's all right. You didn't like it. Who cares?
I wasn't into it. But Ring of Honor is doing some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, please buy tickets to Ring of Honor, for Christ's sake.
I think they're. I don't know if their TV does them justice.
Well, I know it doesn't do the NWA justice. They kind of severed their relationship for the time being.
Yeah, no more.
Which is weird because PCO and Brody King are the NWA tag champs.
They are. They are. And they stopped advertising Nick Aldis for the summer supercard.
I guess once the Smashing Pumpkins come off the road, that Billy Corgan is really going to fucking push getting some TV, getting some actual like other publicity than working with other promotions, which is probably smart. But I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing to start cutting things loose when you still, you know, guys from Ring of Honor still have your belts. But whatever. I'm not on that side of the business. So apparently everything's amicable. So maybe PCO and Brody King are going to work a show or two and drop the belts.
Well, they were working towards Aldis and Marty Scurll at this summer show, summer supercard. On August 9th, and now...
But then what do you do? Like, you have Marty Scurll win the title, and then it becomes, like, Taven and Scurll title for title? You don't want that.
No, but I mean, look, you're... At least finish out, let it go to this. Let them have their match.
Let it go.
You know?
Let them have
and
their
to go
match.
To your point, like, the NWO is... NWO.
For life!
The NWA is make trying
Fought
to...
Fought those locals forever!
You know, the... I think... I don't know, man. They were at their peak when it was Cody and Nick Aldis.
Yeah.
Right? And now it's kind of...
You know what they're missing? Tim motherfucking Storm. Forgot about him, didn't
I didn't
you?
Forget about Tim Storm.
He fucking beat the shit out of that fucking librarian, cocksucker.
I just... They haven't... You know, the Crockett Cup came back, and it was great, and they had a great partnership with Ring of Honor, and it was on Honor Club, and you could watch them fight.
Yep.
And, that's really the last of the NWA that you've heard of. Nick Aldis has been on Ring of Honor TV, and he wrestled at he was in a tag match at Best in the World with Drake.
Even Colt Cabana left him to die.
Yeah, like James Storm just won the TV title, right? What's it called?
National.
The national title on Ring of Honor TV. I just don't see where NWA are they going to go on their own here. They need something that can highlight the NWA. Because who's in the NWA?
Nope. It's
Nick
like,
Aldis, Tim
do they
Storm.
Do they still run like NWA Hollywood or anything like that, or that's all gone now?
I don't know if that's associated.
It might just be Championship
it's
Wrestling
just Championship
from
Wrestling from Hollywood now, yeah. I think.
It's a shame. Bring Tim Storm back.
Yeah, Tony wants Tim Storm back.
Love Tim Storm.
You know what? We might have to pick this Ring of Honor show too, Tony.
Oh, fuck you.
SummerSlam weekend's going to be big. Ring of Honor Friday, NXT Saturday, SummerSlam Sunday.
Oh, God, don't care.
I mean, look at this.
Fuck this shit!
This Ring of Honor card is stacking up to be a pretty big one. The Briscoes defend against the Gorillas of Destiny in a ladder match. Matt Taven against Alex Shelley. Kelly Klein against Tasha Steeles. Caristico. Sobanero Jr.
You fucking dickhead.
And Stuka Jr. Versus Barbaro.
You can Stuka it up your ass.
Castanario. Yeah. Templario.
Correct.
And
ding.
Hechicero. I butchered all their names.
You cocksucker.
And that's just the tip. Oh, you know who had an awesome match at Mass Hysteria?
Show
props to Shane Taylor.
Oh, fucking Bad News Brown.
Shane Taylor and Eli Isom might have had the best match
of the night. Who?
Eli Isom.
Who is that?
He's one of the younger kids. He's usually palling around with good old Cheeseburger.
Oh, my.
Oh, fuck my is right.
Fuck Cheeseburger.
Fuck Cheeseburger. I have a small dick. Hey, come on now.
Hey, now.
That was mean.
I get you. What else we got in news and notes? Can we talk about Jimmy Uso getting arrested?
You
got more Ring of Honor?
No.
Please, do tell.
I don't have more Ring of Honor. I mean, it's kind of sad that he keeps getting fucking arrested.
And it's even sadder that WWE says he's his own person who could suffer his own consequences.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah. They pretty much flipped the bird to anybody who gave a shit about what happened to Jimmy Uso.
Huh.
Yeah.
Seems a bit aggressive.
That's fucking stupid.
Seems like the man has a problem.
Yeah, get him off the road and get him help. They would not give anybody else this kind of courtesy if they weren't related to Rikishi. Seriously. You think that they're not getting preferential treatment because they're the fucking Ooses? Oos, come on, Oos. Have another drink, Oos. They fucking openly mocked it when Cena fucking made fun of him for having a mugshot.
I just don't get it.
Just get him help. Get him off TV. Get him help. Seriously.
Like, look, I'm not picking on Kevin. Kevin comes here, he drinks a shitload. How does Kevin get here? He takes an Uber.
Yeah.
How does he get home? Either I take him or he takes an Uber.
Yeah.
And take if you're a fucking Uber.
And if your wife or whoever's driving you around, don't fucking start squaring up with the cops. Makes me wonder about that situation as well.
It's a terrible, terrible situation.
Look, people crucify Sonny every time she fucks up. And Lord knows she fucks up a lot. But with Jey Uso, we just go, no big deal. He's his own person.
I don't WWE says that or the fans say that?
No, WWE.
Because in defense, in the Sonny situation, WWE has tried to help her many times.
No, I get it, but
look, you can lead
under
a
your he's under your umbrella. You know, he's an employee. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but I think Sonny's like an extreme because she's under the umbrella, but she doesn't.
She's not really under the umbrella. Does she
have
a legends
she doesn't
deal?
Like keep her mouth shut, and she did porn, and she has a lot of negative things to say. And she's talking
I get
about people's
it,
dicks,
but Uso is a young guy still at this point.
Right.
He's still got longevity in the company. He's one of your big stars. Let's be honest. The Usos are big stars for WWE.
Yeah. The Usos.
Yeah.
It's
you
unfortunate.
You would figure his brother would kick him in the dick and say, knock it off.
You would think someone would be like, get this dude some help.
Look at Jeff Hardy. Look at all the problems he has. He just got fucking popped again last week. And that fucker's in the final four. We didn't even talk about that shit in detail.
Well, I mean, how much more detail do you want to get in?
Fucking asshole.
The Sting of the Ring.
I fucking hate it. And Sting is going to fucking coast into the finals at this point. Well, if you're listening to this, folks, it's not too late to go vote for Muta. Every time, man. I push for somebody, they fucking lose.
I stumped up to the fans.
I stumped really hard for Goldust. He fucking lost.
Well, I mean, I think if you were better at Twitter.
I am good at Twitter. Dude, I got that shit up. That shit had like 1,000 votes all by itself.
No, stupid. If you were good at Twitter when you tweeted at Dustin and you didn't make it sound like you hated his face, maybe Dustin would have rallied his fans.
Well, I did.
Instead, he sent you back a picture of his face saying he doesn't give a fuck.
I did. I did hate his face after the fact.
Oh, man, you didn't even hit the. If you just hit a fucking comma, and I am the worst at grammar, speaking, everything.
But you see, like when I'm putting commas in, I don't know if that affects like hashtags and @s and whatnot.
No, it's a fucking comma, man. Yeah,
whatever, comma.
Comma chameleon. So Muta and Sting is going on right now. I think you have like less than a day left to vote.
Yep, it should end tomorrow around noon some point.
And then we're going to kick off with Jeff Hardy and Animal. Guess what? I got a newsflash for you. Jeff Hardy's going to mop the fucking floor with Animal.
It's a shame. Animal's the number one seed. He won his fucking division.
Yeah, well, you know region. What? These things happen.
Yep.
A one runs into a four seed, and the four seed's on fucking fire. This is going to be the TNA pay-per-view that we all wanted and we didn't get because Jeff showed up fucked up.
And isn't it ironic that he was fucked up just 2 weeks ago and he got popped again?
Don't you think?
That's fucking so weird.
A little too ironic.
Yeah.
I really do think.
Maybe we should stop the tournament. Maybe something bad's going to happen.
No! We're not stopping this
maybe
tournament.
Maybe something bad's going to happen if we wind up with that finale.
The Sting of the Ring has been fucking...
It's been
guns, all guns blazing. It's been amazing.
Oh, and I got yelled at from one of the groups that I'm part of.
Why?
They rejected one of my posts about the Sting of the Ring. They said, stop promoting your website. And I'm like, do you even know who the Shining Wizards are, stupid?
Hey, look. You can't make everybody happy, man.
Fuck them. That's why I only make myself happy.
Fair enough.
I go fucking crank one out.
Oh. All right. Do you want to take a quick commercial break? We'll come back. We'll hit. No.
I want to keep going.
You want to roll?
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
Because I figure we bang this shit out and then we could do some extracurricular.
Yeah, no. I want to do some extracurriculum activities. So let's jump down this. Your boy Braun Strowman signed a new deal.
Oh, good for him. More fucking shenanigans with Nicholas.
All right. The WWE is airing an in-ring special on the network Saturday, Sunday night.
Oh, is that fucking Smack Street?
Or Saturday night. Smackville.
You're good for them.
No, you're not excited?
No, give less than
Eli's
fucking...
gonna
dummy, yeah.
Elias is gonna perform.
Elias
is gonna do a live performance. And Kofi's gonna defend his WWE championship against Samoa Joe and Dolph Ziggler.
Samoa
and
Joe?
And
is he the
threat.
Fucking Prince of Zamunda? I am Samoa Joe.
Shinsuke.
I must go to Queens to meet my bride.
Shinsuke and Finn for the IC title. All Saturday.
Yes! Fuck you too.
Saturday, 9 o'clock.
Saturday.
Smacksville.
Oh, fucking
Smackville?
Stupid.
Who fucking comes up with this dog shit?
Fucking Smackville.
How about I smack my balls on your fucking head?
Smack balls.
And then after, and it's only a 1 hour special.
I am Zamora.
It's only a 1 hour special.
Just
so
the man
two.
I met in the men's room.
I said two, I apologize. It's only an hour because it looks like you're only going to get two matches.
Who gives
and
a
an
shit?
Elias performance where some Kevin Owens comes out and stunners him. Calling it now. And then there's a documentary following Smackville about the Big Show.
Well.
So if you're into that, that's how you could spend your Saturday night. Or you could watch the G1 on Access if you have Access. If you don't.
If you have access to Access.
If you don't, just search what streaming services have Access and sign up for free. And then either cancel or I signed up for Pluto.
Pluto is free and it's awesome.
Was it Pluto or Philo?
Wait, no.
I signed up for something and all I had to do was put in my phone number and it was free for 3 days.
Oh, then I don't know what the fuck.
And then after the third day, I had to put in a credit card to get the other 4 days, but I wasn't doing it because I just needed it for that Saturday night to watch the G1 in Dallas.
Yeah,
so Saturday night, they will be showing Okada Kenta.
Kenta.
On Access. So, you know, pick your poison. You watch fucking shitty Smackville. Because I guarantee it was going to be shit. Or.
That's a guarantee.
Watch fucking Okada and Kenta.
You know who you should watch along with? You should watch along with our Patreon producers.
Oh,
go
yes.
Go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast. How little do you need to contribute to become one of our producers, Matt?
$1.
One measly fucking dollar. 1/10 of your subscription per month to the WWE or New Japan networks. And you get to be part of the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. While Matt pulls up a Google fucking ad instead of some background music. So we want to thank those right now that support us and continue to help this gravy train keep moving along. First and foremost, as always, the queen of the Shining Wizards, Miss Kathy Hummer. Thank you, Kathy. Cindy Ardone, the AOP of the SWP, Dan and Anthony Russinello, Mr. Dark Helen himself, Ryan Arthur, Manny Crozzo, Mr. Croc DeVille, Kate the Great, Kate Hensler, Matt Garifo, no relation to Kevin Garifo, by the way, Mike Martinelli, the Sean Connection, Sean Toe and Sean Callejo, Brett Simonello, or Chiminello, as you would say in the proper language. We don't know who the fuck that guy is. And of course, Matt, I want your best impression. William Mercier Jr.
Lives are gonna change in William Mercier Jr.'s hands. You know what I mean?
I think you're doing that from now on. Fuck
yeah.
Him. We're stealing his only gimmick. Dude.
Oof. It's rough.
It. No, it's rough for him, but you were awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You did a great fucking job.
Thank you.
Don't forget, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. We do watch-alongs for certain levels. We might be doing one right after this, actually.
Fucking we are.
We're going to have to find out something interesting to watch.
ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. You can buy any of our t-shirts. And if you can't support the show monetarily, follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. We do lots of fun games, and we're doing this thing of the ring. We do name this tag team Fake Names Only, which, look, I know who the fucking guys are when I put the picture up. I don't need people telling me. I put up a picture of the skyscrapers, Dan Spivey and Mark Calloway with Teddy Long. I must have got a dozen people telling me, that's Mark Calloway and Dan Spivey with Teddy Long.
Why did it look like Teddy Long was giving him hand jobs?
Beats me. It was the best picture I could find of him.
Fucking great picture.
Looked awesome. A lot of great fucking tag team names.
Oh, can I drop a little inside knowledge for
yes.
you? Apparently Mikey Whipwreck hates that on Twitter. So I'm thinking in your travels, maybe we get one of him and Tajiri with the fucking with James, what's his name on there?
James Mitchell?
And we tag fucking at Mikey Whipwreck _ in that fucking picture.
Oh, he hates the name of the tag
teams? He hates the name the person in the picture shit.
The Fake Names Only though.
Hates it.
Really?
Yep. Can't stand it.
All right.
Get a little Jerry Lynn action in there, too, so he gets a fucking chuckle out.
All right, that's good to know.
Fucking bunch of knuckleheads. Ah, don't admit shit like that on your podcast, boys. The Wizards will make you fucking regret it.
Easy. Easy.
Easy.
I'm not going to make anyone regret anything.
Oh, regrets,
see if I can
baby.
Find some of these, some of these ones are fucking clever.
Oh, you're going to read some of them?
Yeah, let me see. I'm just going to pull them up really fast. I just got to find it. There's so much action on Twitter.
I've been getting a little more into the Twitter because of this whole Sting of the Ring thing.
I see that. Look, people are really enjoying the Sting of the Ring.
It's great.
And props to Tony for putting together the seating and everything. And the brackets look great. And the shit you send over looks awesome. So respect
to you, my
friend.
You like that with the four heads, the final four?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find this fucking...
I should have just wrote winner under Jeff Hardy.
No, he's not beating... Bro, if he gets to the finals with Sting, he's not beating Sting.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I didn't think Muda was going to be fucking doing as poorly as he is in the Final Four. But there you go. Anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Right?
Rapungi bungi.
Let's see. We got the Heem from Ring of Honor got in on this. He called Sweet Daddy Brown and the White Claws.
Pretty clever.
Lindsay Snow, who's also a wrestler, got in on it. The Mullet Club.
There you go.
The Scandinavian Psychos. How do you feel about that?
Why is there a fat kid winking his eyes at you?
The Double Hand Jobbers.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. He's into that. The Window Washers, managed by Steve Hitler.
Steve Hitler?
Yeah.
So there's a black guy named Hitler.
Top Shelf Troy Nelson got in on it.
Yes, he did.
Dennis Bouchard and Barley Richmond with manager Tony Coco. I give you the rusty nails.
All right, let me. Can I just mention Troy real quick?
Sure.
How is it that all these years we've been friends with Colt Cabana, does the fucking Off the Hop Rope podcast get plugged on the Art of Wrestling and we don't?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know.
Props to those guys. They do an awesome job on their show.
Team Cobra Kai, Cobra Commander, and Jim Brewer. The Mullets of Pain. Mullet Mania with their pimple peanut head.
Oh, peanut head.
Beavis and Butthead. Artie the Shits, Mandibla, and his tag team, the Prison Sex Boys.
The Prison Sex... That's got some fucking legs, the Prison Sex Boys.
Let's see. Twin Towers, managed by Slick. Big and Boar, is that you? The Debt Collectors, managed by Scam Likely. The Beverly Brothers with the Genius. Just lots of just fucking goofy fun stuff.
I thought I had a good one, too.
I don't know. There's
like J.O. Tito and the fucking Mullet Experience.
We got a lot of action on the... I was looking at Twitter. I wasn't looking at FaceBase.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
So if you can't support us monetarily, please support us through social media at Wizards Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Like, share, comment, be engaging with us. I do a lot of the Twitter stuff. And as long as I'm not crazy fucking busy at work, I can usually respond and engage you. And Tony and Kevin and myself are also on Facebook, and we try and get as involved as possible. And we appreciate it. I like the different points of view.
Unless you like D-Generation X on the fucking Raw reunion show.
Look, you got to give me something better than it's nice seeing them.
J.O. Tito presents the Sky High Mullet Club.
There you go. The Sky High Mullet Club.
It looks like he's fucking jerking them off.
Yeah. Look, it was a great picture.
What a great picture.
All right.
Yes. What else we got to cover?
So the big news of the week is we finally found out when AEW is going to be on TNT.
Yes, and they were quite smart in booking it when they did.
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday.
And it's going to be weekly live shows.
That's a tall order for an upstart company.
You think so?
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking money. You better hope that you're pulling in ratings. You better hope you're pulling in ratings. That's all I got to say. Has TNT been advertising this yet?
I think they just dropped it. The announcement was just made yesterday.
Okay, so all right, so fair enough.
I mean, look, I think this is going to work out, because where have you seen AEW? Chicago, Vegas, and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You haven't even hit the East Coast. You haven't hit the West Coast.
Well, Vegas, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of. But it's not like Los Angeles. They're doing the first TV show is taking place at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C.
What's in your wallet?
Sorry. The two-hour weekly live series will air on Wednesday from
8
hours, to
10. 2 hours? Good Lord.
Really?
I'm sorry. I'm just fitting in with the flow.
All right. Fair enough. The show has been expected to be called Wednesday Night Dynamite.
Kind of corny.
I mean, I'm not against it. I'm okay with it. It's different.
Wednesday Night Dynamite.
Sure. Right off the bat, you know what night it's on.
Okay.
I mean, Monday Night Nitro? What's a Nitro?
Well, because it sounded like Raw, like Night Raw, Nitro. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of why they went with it.
Nitro, Night Raw?
Monday Night Raw, Monday Nitro.
All right, fair enough.
It's kind of what they were going for.
Fair enough. Look, it's great. You got Monday Night Raw now, right? Tuesday night, The Shining Wizards, live on the Rant, rantonradio.com. Yes. Now, Wednesday night, AEW. Thursday is nothing, right? Maybe, I don't know, is NXT on? They're on Wednesday. The UK show's on Thursday, I think. SmackDown's on Fridays in October.
What about Impact?
Impact's still on Friday nights on Pursuit and Twitch and all that jazz.
All this talk about Pursuit making me hungry.
And then people are getting all like, they took a picture for TV Guide where they all are in like suits.
Yeah.
Ooh, they don't look like wrestlers.
They don't.
No, they look like fucking athletes.
Do they?
I think they look like athletes.
Well, I guess.
I mean, at that point, you're just nitpicking.
I would have gotten my gear.
You never see
Hulk Hogan in a suit. You always see him in the red and yellow, bro. Brother.
All right, fair enough.
You know?
Well, with all due respect to everyone involved in AEW, they're not on Hogan's level.
Fair enough.
Look, I like it. It's presented as a new league. The promotional video that went out is unbelievable.
With Kota Ibushi in it.
Maybe
they're foreshadowing. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to work with New Japan. Maybe NWA is going to work with with All Elite Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Suffering. Fuckatash.
Stupid ass.
And then something cool that came out last week, and we didn't get to talk about it, is that fucking Tully Blanchard is going to be in Sean Spears' corner for his match against Cody at All Out.
Ooh. Is Brandi going to be there, too?
I mean, I'm sure she will be.
She's the fucking... I swear to God, dude, why she's not in WWE running the women's division, I don't understand it. She's so fucking super talented, dude. She's, like, amazing. She's, like, one of the...
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
I hope Tully Blanchard drop kicks the shit out of her. I hope he fucking clotheslines her, gives her the slingshot suplex, and I hope he fucking throws her right on top of fucking Queen Kong over there. Ugh.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's right, brother. Tell him the way it is, Hulkster.
Oh, my.
That's right, baby. Well, you don't like the truth? Sometimes the truth hurts.
Damn.
All right. Whatever.
Oh, you bastard!
You ever see that video?
No.
On YouTube, you gotta look up, oh, you bastard. It's this fucking guy scaring the shit out of his father throughout their fucking, throughout their apartment. And every time he gets scared, he goes, oh, you bastard. And a couple times, he really fucking let it fly. It's entertaining stuff.
All right.
This is what I do. I find memes and I bring them
to
the show.
Are you excited for AEW on TNT?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Will you make it part of your weekly regimen?
It's hard enough having all these other shows as part of my weekly regimen. I will tell you this. I will go out of my way more to watch it if I know it's on.
All right.
You know?
That's cool. So
I also watch Raw less than frequently, but I do try to catch bits of it. So it might be in the same wheelhouse as of right now.
And I wish Kevin was here for this because I'd like to ask him. He doesn't want to say bad things about WWE for whatever his reasoning is.
No, it's not true. I say bad things about WWE all the time. Kurt Hawkins is there. I need to know why. Yes.
For Kevin and maybe people out there, is it convenient? Is it convenient because it's on TV? You know it's going to be on every Monday at the same time. Like, is that why you? Because you.
I get what you're saying, but it's part of like It becomes part of your life.
Right, but are you just watching because based on their past record? Because at one point the WWF was the greatest thing in the world to you, and that's why you fell in love with wrestling.
It because for the most part I find it entertaining, and I think it's fun to shit on bad stuff. Like, look, billions of people watching Game of Thrones. How many people did I hear crying about how awful the last episodes were? But you know something? They were all fucking watching it. They were all talking about it. Even when they said it was the worst ever, they still had record numbers of people watching that fucking show.
All right.
It's the same shit.
Like, the G1 is happening.
Here we go again.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're not happy...
Down with that!
If you're not happy with the WWE product, instead of spending 3 hours...
All right. I get it. Let me play devil's advocate. People were watching WCW, right?
Right.
What happened when WCW disappeared?
I don't know.
Most of those people didn't fucking watch wrestling anymore. So, the point is, people watch WWE, that's all they want to watch. For a lot of people, that's all Matt, I'm sure the New Japan G1 is great. I'm sure Ring of Honor is amazing. I'm sure AEW is going to be the bee's knees. I'm watching WWE.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm just saying in this day and age, it is so much easier to attain.
It is, but people don't want to go out of their way. It's real easy to go click, there's WWE. I'm not saying it's right, but I get it.
Sure, but it's just as easy as typing in MLW on YouTube and watching last MLW.
Oh, I got to go on the what? I got to type.
Bro, people live on fucking online, on their phones.
You think it's everybody? It's not everybody, dude. It's not. You think the average person that goes around taking selfies is fucking looking for AEW on fucking YouTube or fucking looking for Ring of Honor on YouTube?
I think the average person that goes around taking selfies is a fucking moron.
Well, these are WWE fans, I guess.
Is it a fear of missing out?
Probably. You want to see what's going to happen. Look, it's like Howard Stern. Howard Stern's show has evolved into fucking hot garbage. But there's still, every once in a while, that gem on the show. And there's still little bits and pieces here and there that make you fucking laugh your ass off. So that's what people probably still tune in for. They want to see the good stuff when it happens. And they're willing to deal with all the nonsense and horseshit.
And then going back to my point Tuesday when we had David Starr here. Okay, you're going to bring all these guys back and you're going to give us nostalgia. Why wouldn't you focus on... Like, why is Braun Strowman, first of all, getting a 40-second squash match? Why can't we do something better with him? Why is Samoa Joe and Roman Reigns only getting 6 minutes?
Yeah, because that's the TV show.
Like,
man,
if you're going to pull in all these new viewers or these people who are like, oh, my God, Hulk Hogan's going to be on Raw for the first time in forever, let me put it on.
And you can't.
Try and keep them. Keep them. Get them. Do something where they're going to go.
And here's
you know
the problem.
What? I'm going to make time to watch Monday Night Raw next week, or I'm going to put this on my DVR and go back and check it out.
And you can't put somebody like Roman Reigns in a 2 out of 3 falls match because he's going to lose a fall. Either that, or he's going to win 2 falls, and he's going to fucking make the guy look like he's wrestling.
Fucking 2 out of 3 falls like thing shit. Is the fucking dumbest thing ever.
I get the reasoning, but yes,
so do I,
but
it's still fucking dumb because it's so textbook. You know what's going to happen. There's going to be a pinfall really fast, then there's going to be another one, then we're going to go to commercial break. Then we're going to get the third fall.
Yep.
Every fucking time.
Yep.
I don't know how you find time to watch anything. Like, you are a father.
I don't, dude. That's why I'm so far behind with everything. Dude, Mondays, I'm squeezing everything I possibly can in. You know how hard it is to try to watch MLW and keep an eye on fucking Raw at the same time?
No,
while I'm trying to spend time with my kid because I just fucking work 12 hours.
I don't understand how you do it.
It's rough.
So, my point is, like, I work a lot, and I have a wife. She doesn't give a shit about anything I do. but my time is valuable, too. So, like, for me, I have zero interest in Monday Night Raw. So that 3 hours, I'm going to watch MLW.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I'm trying to build up where I can, like, you know, I'm all in with MLW. I've been following them. I've been watching it weekly. So I know the storylines. I'm invested at this point.
Right.
I want to stick with it.
The G1's hard, dude.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I'm looking at these, like, I was like, oh, you know, you're like, fuck your picks. We got to do picks. I'm like, yeah, we got to pick the G1 final too. That's not going to happen.
No, definitely not.
No, because to get fucking caught up on all that, forget about it.
Yep.
MJF.
That's why you got to be an expert like me.
Yes. MJF signed a contract extension with AEW.
Did you see the post he put out about DDP yoga?
No.
He posted a picture of himself with no shirt on in front of his like TV with the DDP yoga app on it. And he said something like, yeah, I'm doing the DDPY now. It ain't your mama's yoga. And I know it's not hers because I was over there last night with her.
Kid's brilliant.
Yeah, so Dallas like fucking retweeted it and everything. It was really cool. Got a lot
Kid's
of traction.
Kid's brilliant.
Yep.
They announced fight for the, or no, excuse me, All Out. It's going to be Joey Janela versus Darby Allin versus Jimmy Havoc.
You know what? I know I shit on Jimmy Havoc a couple of weeks ago and I said I didn't get it. He's not the greatest, but he can go. And that's all I needed. I needed to see that he could go. Because the shit that I saw early on with the AEW Battle Royal and that fucking awful match he had with Teddy Hart, which was probably not all his fault. I'm okay with Jimmy
all
right
now. Left a sour taste in your mouth.
Yeah, but not anymore. He gave me a little Listerine. He said, let's start over. I said, okay, I'll give you.
So here's what All Out's looking like right now as we speak. Best Friends against Dark Order.
Uh-huh.
The winning team gets a first round bye in the tag title tournament.
Okay.
That three-way match I just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Cody versus Shawn Spears.
Okay.
Triple A tag team match, ladder match, Lucha Brothers defending against the Bucks. Omega Moxley.
Okay.
And Jericho Hangman Page for the AEW World Championship.
Okay.
So that's what All Out is shaping up to be.
Okay.
You want to talk a little MLW?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. Are you? I didn't talk last week because I told you I now get BN Sports on
yes.
my PlayStation View. Very excited about that. And they also have like a shotgun shooting championship show on there, so I got to talk to my wife about that because she's into shooting.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, we got this crazy new channel. And she's like, yeah, what's on it? Wrestling? And I was like, yeah, but there's also this on it. And she was like, oh, really? I was like, yes.
Yes.
So we didn't get to talk about the tag title. We didn't get to talk MLW the last 2 weeks.
We haven't.
Right, because I didn't talk about it with Kevin because he hadn't watched it. And we did the show last Monday with Dark Helmet himself.
I don't even remember what happened. Oh, last week, Mance Warner went ape shit on the fucking, and the, whatchamacallit, on Promociones Dorado.
Yes, and last week, the Hart Foundation
lost the tag
titles.
All right, here's a question that I had from this week.
Excuse me, Jesus Christ.
Boy went for the national openweight title against Hammerstein.
Hammerstone.
I know.
All right.
But they only came out when Dynasty came out. They only had one tag belt. Why? Did they mess up the tapings? Did they not fucking plan ahead? Like, I don't understand what that was about. Because they mentioned that they were the tag champs on commentary, and they talked about them being the tag champs. And they mentioned that Davey Boy Jr. was trying to get some gold back to the Hart family.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
you
a good question.
You didn't pick up on that? Like, I thought it was a little strange.
No, I actually didn't.
I thought that was
a little
strange.
I have to go back and watch this now. That's a great observation, though.
And the Wagners.
Wait, how'd you feel about Georgia Hart Smith?
She's cute.
Oh, yeah.
And she corpsed a lot. Yeah, they probably could have done. She probably should have given him a little shit, a little more shit, instead of just sitting there with a smile on her face. She's probably going to wind up going with the fucking with the Dynasty.
You think so, huh?
Well, who's that? Who's that blonde that's with them? Is she a wrestler? Is she a manager? Like,
that's,
is she legit?
Aria Blake.
She sounds familiar, but I don't know where I know her from.
She's with MJF. Like, that's the storyline.
But she's like a wrestler, isn't she? Or she's like, God, she's got to be an East Coast girl, right? Like, she's familiar to me somehow. I just don't know. Do you like Selena De La Renta doing the fucking bloody finger painting for Bestia 666?
Yes, I love Selena De La Renta.
I just don't like that she drank the blood and then stuck her tongue out. I was like, well, that's kind of weird.
Why?
I don't know. It was like, she was like, look at my tongue. What'd you think of the Parks and the Wagners?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, there were some moments of brilliance, but there was a whole lot of like, oh, what the
fuck? It was kind of like crazy and wild, out of control.
Yeah, but there was a lot of like downtime.
Well, yeah, when these guys are fucking doing what?
And they're all like
fucking suicide dives. Yeah, and
LA
everything.
Park, like, he's terribly out of shape. Wagner,
he's like 70 years old, bro.
I understand, but it's like you're building your Luchasaurus division. And I say Luchasaurus because they're old, around two fucking old guys, dude. It's like they were playing the Bad Medicine song for weeks, and then Dr. Wagner loses his first night in. It's like, come on, dude.
Dr. Wagner. Well, that's what they do. They bring these guys in for these shots. They're doing their taping tonight in New York City.
Is Bestia 666 going to be there?
I don't know.
Is this the Mance Warner matchup?
Yes, I think
so. Oh, who's got the contract? Mance has the contract now, doesn't he?
Yes.
Wow. Some crazy shit going on in MLW.
And there was the Contra stuff with the Von Erichs. Conan is back, and he's up. Selena, he has her phone.
I didn't like that interview where he was like calling her a whore. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird. Like the cursing. You don't need to curse enough.
Okay.
I'm glad we don't see Teddy Hart's ass anymore, or whoever's ass that was. I think it was fucking Davey Boy's. Look, I'm all in with the MLW.
Oh, the Mance Warner was at this taping, because that's next week.
What, his match against
Bestia?
Okay.
So next week it's Tom Lawler, the first time we've heard from him since he lost the title.
Okay.
Gotch and Joseph Samael against Devon Erichs, and Mance against Bestia.
Who are they lining up Fatu against?
It's a good question. I really don't know what they're doing with Fatu.
Oh, maybe Mance beats Bestia and goes for the title.
There's still that underlying thing with the contract, right? Tom Lawler clearly is not just going to let that go.
Yeah, it's true. And the Contra is supposed to be signing contracts, no?
Austin Aries is still floating around.
Yeah.
Low-key.
Low-key knocking motherfuckers out.
A lot of players.
What else we got?
A lot of players. You sent this in a text message the other day. Colt Cabana is winding down his weekly Art of Wrestling podcast.
Yeah, he said he's not going away for good in terms of podcasting, but the show, as we all know and love it, is going to end at the end of the year. So that's kind of a bummer. But, I mean, I get it. He's been doing it forever.
Yeah, he has.
Probably spawned a lot more wrestling podcasts, you know, that are out there now.
Absolutely. I think he was a huge influence on us.
A huge influence on a lot of people. A lot of people.
Rightfully so.
Maybe we'll get him back on before he calls it quits.
I would love to. In relation to Colt Cabana,
boom.
CM Punk will be at StarCast.
Oh, yes. CM Punk is also countersuing him for their legal mumbo jumbo too, but I guess that's an old story. Whatever, it is what it is.
Nonstop with those two.
Well, because apparently, and I didn't know this, in Illinois, you're not allowed to go after a plaintiff for damages in a lawsuit, which is fucking stupid. Like, look, if I sue you and I lose my case, I don't get to go after you don't get to, I don't get to wait. If I sue you and I lose, you don't get to go after me for your legal bills, which is fucking ridiculous.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, not even a chance. A lot of times, unless the claim is really bad, a judge isn't going to like just hand out legal fees, but to not even have a chance, that's kind of fucked. Anyway, you were saying Colt Cabana.
So he'll be appearing at StarCast.
No, CM Punk. Yes.
So he'll just be at StarCast. He's not going to be part of the pay-per-view. He's doing like a meet and greet and Q&A. I think that's cool of him.
That's going to be pretty big.
Because, look, people, the chants were on Raw, the chants were on SmackDown. I mean, love the guy or hate the guy, he had a huge fucking hit. He's the reason I got back into watching wrestling. You know, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Didn't know who he was. He dropped that pipe bomb. You know, then I started watching wrestling again. So that's awesome. If you're going to StarCast, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Do a fucking meet and greet. Talk to him. Don't ask him stupid wrestling questions.
No, ask him all the stupid wrestling questions you want.
Here's what you're going to ask him.
And you're paying for it. Fucking ask him whatever you want.
You're going to ask him.
Who, me?
Yeah. You're going to say, Mr. Punk, the question for you. You can pick one or two, okay? You either hear Smash Mouth's All-Star every time you orgasm, or every time you hear Smash Mouth All-Star, you orgasm. Got to pick one.
Wait, hold on a minute. I need to do this justice.
Stupid fucking question.
There you go.
Why?
There you go. What else we got? I want to get on to some extracurriculars.
John Moxley, Josh Barnett are facing off Game Changer Wrestler Bloodsport 2.
Oh, that Bloodsport nonsense.
In September.
That might be cool.
So that's pretty cool. And that was the last of the nonsense I had, Tony. Wrestle Circus. Wrestle Circus out of Austin, Texas. They were here, then they were gone.
Now
they came back.
Now they're gone again.
And then they went quiet for like all of June.
Yes.
And they have a show coming up this weekend. It was announced from your girl Rosemary that the show's fucking canceled.
What happened?
They're not doing the show. They didn't fucking tell anybody. They pulled like a super shitty.
Oh, okay.
So this, and it was like a bit like Scorpio Sky was on the show, Rosemary, like the top of the top independent wrestlers were booked for this show. And 3 days out, now the news is breaking that the show's not happening. And these people can't get fucking booked on 3 days' notice.
Some of them probably could.
I mean, where?
That's kind of shit.
Beyond's got American Rana. They already have their whole card fucking put out. Beyond is doing something cool. If you bought tickets to Wrestle Circus and you email them with proof that you bought the ticket, they're going to give you a free access code so you can watch American Rana.
That's big.
And there's another promotion in Texas that says if you brought tickets and traveled out there, that you can go to their show for free.
That's pretty cool. Guys stepping up like that.
It's so crazy that there's still this shit that goes on. And it's not like it's some rinky-dink fucking like.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? The fucking bait and switch, that happens all the time. It's not just wrestling. It's just fucking shitty people. They don't know how to advertise shows. They panic because nobody's buying tickets. And then they fucking just wait until the last possible minute to fuck everybody over.
So this was the lineup they had. SCU against the Rascals. Tessa against Jessica Havoc. Sami Callihan against Daga. Jervis against Shockwave. JT Dunn against Brian Pillman Jr., Private Party versus Extra Talented, Darby Allin, Priscilla Kelly versus Andrew Everett Rosemary versus All Day and Garcia. I don't know who those people are. Dude, this is a fucking stacked show.
Yeah, but if nobody knows about it, nobody's buying tickets for it.
Bro, it's got 304 likes, 67 retweets, and people brought the fuck out of tickets for this.
And then why aren't they going forward?
Who knows? Who knows?
Wrestle Circus.
Bro, they haven't texted or tweeted or anything since July 12th.
Well, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, it's a bad sign.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's fuck no it. Bueno.
No bueno at all.
No bueno. Canceled, bro. Canceled.
Well, the Shiny Wizards isn't canceled.
No, we're not canceled. We'll be back Tuesday night here on the Rant, rantiumradio.com. This is a bonus episode. Bonus Thursday night episode with Meat to Meat.
Meat to meat. We're going to go meat to meat.
The one to go meat to meat.
Thank you.
If you listen to this episode, you did not listen to the David Starr episode that we did on Tuesday. I highly recommend you listening to it.
Yes, please go back.
It's super, super.
So much fun.
Interesting and
we
fun.
We talked about meat donuts. And
yeah, we talked about everything.
Jizz. And
being a pescatarian.
Learning what a pescatarian was.
Yeah, yeah. I got schooled. I had a super crazy headache, so I don't remember half the show, so I'm listening back to it now. It's fucking awesome. We get real deep into We the Independent. It was just a fun show all around. So check that out. ShiningWizard.com is the website. ProWrestlingTees.com/ Jesus Christ, that
sorry.
Was loud.
I didn't mean to have it up
my
high.
Soundboard? Shining ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast for as little as $1 a month. You can support the Shining Wizards at the $5 level.
Ooh.
You get exclusive watch along of matches on the WWE Network and such with Tony and myself and Kevin. So definitely sign up for that level.
I've had a few solos. I did one with the kid. We watched the Greatest Royal Rumble or whatever that one, the last one was. The 50-man Battle Royal that Gorilla Monsoon's kid won.
Can't beat that.
Nope, can't beat it, folks.
So we'll be back Tuesday night. Are we here?
Yeah, I think we're here.
You're not gone yet.
No. I'm here.
Oh, cool. So we'll be back in Studio A.
And we'll have the finals all set for the Sting of the Ring.
Finals of the Sting of the Ring will be set.
Jeff Hardy and Animal, the voting drops tomorrow. If you're listening to this today live.
And you can vote twice. You can vote on Facebook and Twitter.
And you can vote on Facebook 400 times if you have 400 accounts.
And don't do that fucking, I'm going to vote for Jeff Hardy here and Animal here once. Vote for who you fucking want to vote for.
Yeah, seriously.
That fucking half-ass fake shit, Kate the Great. How dare
you? Oh,
she admitted it. She admitted it on the show we did at Studio B last Monday.
Es terrible. You don't have to keep bringing it up, though.
I have a confession, Tony.
You voted for, you split your votes?
I have two Twitter accounts. So I was like, oh, shit, I'll get in on this. I accidentally voted for Jeff Hardy instead of Goldust.
You can switch your votes.
Not on Twitter.
Oh, on Facebook you
Facebook
can.
You can. On Twitter you can't. So I fucked that up.
I don't know why this guy from Finger 11 is always so angry.
He's a paralyzer.
Good night, everyone.
We'll see you guys next week.